Michael Savage to Blood Money's Peter Schweizer. Your book set off a shockwave and now Congress is acting on China. By Hannah Blow Knutson on March 14, 2024. Conservative talk radio legend Michael Savage drew a connection between Peter Schweizer's bombshell book Blood Money. Why the powerful turn a blind eye while China kills Americans and Congress finally acting to address the concerns around the China-owned app TikTok. On Wednesday, the Republican-led House passed H.R. 7521, Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act, which essentially issues an ultimatum to TikTok, urging it to divest from China or face a ban in the United States. More specifically, the legislation forces TikTok to divest from the parent company, ByteDance, which is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and sell to a company in a non-adversarial nation. Related video, Dem Rep. Krishnamoorthy, "We've forced app sales before, TikTok used data of minors to spread lies." Schweizer's Blood Money is all about the influence China has on the United States behind the scenes. From its role in the fentanyl crisis plaguing the nation to its influence through apps such as TikTok, manipulating agendas, sowing seeds of discord, and pushing narratives. The book, which involved over a dozen researchers compiling data, including restricted Chinese military documents and American financial records, for well over 1 year. Speaking to the New York Times bestseller, Savage pointed out during his Wednesday show that Congress is acting after the release of Schweizer's book, which blows the lid off China and its influence. They're holding hearings now about banning TikTok. And you mentioned in your book, do you think your book, Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, had anything to do with this congressional action? Savage asked. I hope so, you know, it's always hard to connect the dots, Schweizer said. I will say that before the book came out, I went up to Washington, D.C., met with several senators and members of Congress, including Congressman Mike Gallagher, R.Y., the chairman of the China Committee, who's pushing this. So I'd like to believe that, you know, we help give the push. And I think this is a crucial moment, Michael. I mean, the question is, are we at the point in America where we can't even force the sale of a CCP-controlled app? Where Chinese officials already are bragging about how this is a Trojan horse. He added. Your book, Blood Money, comes out and all of a sudden there is congressional action to ban Chinese control of TikTok. Everyone's saying TikTok this, TikTok that, and some American social platforms are trying to buy it now or aligning in that stock jump today. Which is in a strange way, just as worrisome to me, Savage said. But I also learned, Peter, that Joe Biden is deeply enamored with TikTok, isn't he? His administration. Listen. Savage added that Blood Money has set off a shockwave again in America. I don't have to say good luck with the book because it's not about good luck at this point. It's about people waking up, Savage added. Listen to the full interview below. Publishing giant HarperCollins hails Blood Money. Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans as a towering achievement of investigative journalism and one of those rare books that makes you clearly see the world anew. Blood Money is available in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook.